Here Christoph Auer Welsbach exclusively shares his thoughts on these issues and other burning questions with Cord magazine. After giving his keynote speech at the Wonderland AI Summit in Belgrade, AI has grown to become the driving force behind the fourth industrial revolution. This is a burning and important topic, but the term AI is still not totally clear for many in practice. How would you describe what AI is to a non-technical person? Basically, AI is just a technological framework, a tool that we need to ensure it is properly used, meaning in a diverse and responsible way to fulfill the real social needs of humanity and the world, reflecting each and everyone's cultural, educational and environmental backgrounds. This is important, as AI is having a vast impact on our lives already. As we can anticipate now, AI exponentially amplifies all things human, the good and the bad. Herein lies the opportunity, but also the risk. You founded City AI to bring together not only industry experts, but people with various backgrounds and various perspectives, business, production, investment, science and more, with the mission of enabling the diverse and responsible development and application of AI. What are some of City AI's main goals and major milestones reached so far? The City AI Foundation has become a global, decentralized organization that's mostly run and driven by volunteers. Over the past 3 years, more than 70 cities in 50-plus countries have become active through 300-plus volunteering ambassadors, which, for instance, hosted and facilitated over 250 events, but also data science and machine learning workshops and boot camps, as well as global initiatives such as the AI Ecosystem Wiki that we launched 3 weeks ago. As ambassadors who are aligned with the vision, we aim to further develop local AI ecosystems by raising awareness and facilitating education and, ultimately, collaboration. We are thereby ensuring that any AI stakeholder can be involved and will be heard and become part of the AI community. One thing is important though, as City AI, we aim to unite and enable the AI community globally to collaborate, and not to be stand-alone parts of the AI community ourselves. We're not done yet, which is why we're always seeking more people, whether to support existing cities or activate new ones. AI provides one of the greatest opportunities for humanity, but many also see it as a threat or a risk. As with all groundbreaking technologies and innovation, the situation is never black or white. For instance, pattern or facial recognition can be used for both amazing or terrible things. What can we do to reap the benefits and avoid the threats or, so to say, to move more in the direction of a utopian rather than a dystopian AI-enabled future? I believe that awareness, education and collaboration are the key drivers towards the diverse and responsible development and application of AI. The more people understand, and are therefore able to take action together, the higher the chances of any new technology or invention reflecting the common needs and wishes of humanity and the world. It's our duty to be responsible for AI, and this means that the outcome is solely dependent on us. As technology becomes ever more accessible, the chances of achieving a utopian vision increase, but we'll always be on the verge of dystopia, as technology often progresses faster than our ability to steer it. What are some of the key steps or measures needed to apply ethical principles to AI? As previously mentioned, we need to make people and organizations accountable for the outcome of applying AI in production at scale, as we do with any other technology. In order to do this, I advocate for creating design principles, in this case ethical ones, as well as aligning certain practices to ensure the decision-making process is a transparent and b comprehensible. Right now, we're facing the challenge that the term ethics seems to be overused, while at the same time the technology is often not understood well enough, creating a mismatch when discussing the applying of ethical principles to AI. It is actually quite simple. In the past we didn't think about ethics when introducing speed limits on motorways, but we wanted to protect humans from potentially deadly accidents and therefore came up with rules to guide the development and application of vehicles and the environment. What are your personal favorite applications of AI? In which areas and industries do you see the greatest potential to benefit from AI? I don't have a favorite application, to be honest. Personally, I'm obviously a huge fan of proper weather predictions and routing applications, as they make my life, and those of billions of others, easier. Lots of current applications are still only solving an unpleasant problem rather than a real one. We've made tremendous progress in previous decades, but we're still only scratching the surface when it comes to solving grand challenges, such as fighting cancer or nerve damage, creating cheap or even free fusion energy, or creating new, advanced materials, to name just a few areas. We'll get there in the end, but, as Gary Marcus states, it might happen in the next 15 years. It certainly will happen in the next 500 years, there's no mathematical reason why it can't be done. What can startups learn from major corporations and vice versa? To me, the answer is always the same. Startups are agile and can react to their environment, e.g. customers, quickly. Corporations have a developed culture and processes that enable them to scale their operations. As a startup, I encourage every founder to build 100-year companies, to get into the mindset that both characteristics are necessary along the journey. So, startups could spend more time to make themselves understood as a 100-plus-year-old industry and successful corporations dozens of years old in order to leverage wisdom and market access, while corporations need to embrace a more fearless culture in order to open their structures to remain agile and enable them to leverage innovation for their coming 100 years. We live in a world that's facing complex environmental, political, and economic challenges, and in order to solve these challenges, we need partnerships, communities and cross-border cooperation. There is also a need for cooperation between companies, governments, individuals and so on. Where does City AI fit into this whole picture? City AI has been set up as a charitable non-profit organization in the Netherlands, decentralized in its organizational structure, with the goal of being a platform for like-minded people, volunteering ambassadors, AI practitioners and AI stakeholders to engage with us. This platform will create a common vision and enable everyone to leverage that vision to facilitate activities aimed at achieving our mission. City AI is an AI community project in which everyone should participate. Each AI community member not only has the means to shape it, but also the obligation to ensure that they utilize their skills and resources wisely. Hence, City AI is trying to develop, initiate and run various activities, such as the AI Ecosystem Wiki, which will help ever more people become aware and get educated and able to collaborate on developing diverse and responsible AI. Is the city in the name City AI also a metaphor for communities like the Greek polis as the cradle of culture and democracy, or is it more of a coincidence? There are also many popular and very needed initiatives like green cities, agile cities, etc. How did you opt for the word city when founding and naming the movement? The term city was chosen for two reasons. One, we identified cities as the smallest location-bound structure where communities are shaped and flourish. A very beneficial side effect is that cities are usually melting pots, which supports our diversity mission element perfectly. Two, we're growing fast and the community asked for a global organization to be put in place where the best option we could choose was the city itself. It would be great if city became a synonym for our mission with regard to AI as polis is, but there's still a long way to go. Winking face, how do you think AI will impact on the way we interact with computers and each other in the future? As I stated at the beginning, AI is a tool. It will impact humanity massively, just as it already has over the past 20 years. Without optimized machine learning in production at scale, smartphones mostly wouldn't be useful. Looking back, AI has thus enabled us to connect millions of people, if not billions, to make the world a more transparent place, further reducing issues such as warfare, hunger and disease by providing access to knowledge and the services necessary for us to live as one large community. This will accelerate over the coming years, while the interaction with devices might also increase, but I personally prefer my environment to interact with itself, so that I could mostly focus on real-life interactions. This interview was conducted with the interviewee in his role as the founding director of non-profit organization City AI and reflects Christoph Auer-Welsbach's personal opinions. It is not related to IBM Corp and does not reflect IBM Corp's opinions.